Philip, where they got you so far? Position.
A center.
Sorry?
Do you think that's where you'll be once all the vets are here?
Honestly, I have really no idea. I'm just taking it day by day, and wherever the coach wants me to be, I'll play.
Because you only got four or five.
We're totally only got five of us here, so right now I'm at center.
So we were kind of, after you got drafted, we were looking through all the bios and stuff and realized that you're one of the older rookies. Can you kind of take us through your journey since high school and kind of how you got from Toronto to...
Okay, long story, but I played a 1 year high school, my senior year of high school, and then I went to a Sage up in Quebec, Canada, where I played 2 years and got recruited by Art Browse and the staff at Baylor. And then I couldn't get in through Clearinghouse, so they told me to go to a school without football and then come in as a transfer student. So I took a semester there, and then when I did my semester, they went to Baylor. So he's like, "You want to come?" I was like, "Yes." So about a week later, he's like, "Well, Conference USA, Big 12, different eligibility rules. So I often need more hours. So instead of sitting out another year of football, how about you go to junior college?" So then I went to Tyler Junior College in Tyler, Texas. I thought I only had like 7 hours to do. But they said you need to graduate junior college before you transfer. So I had to do 60 hours, finish a year and a half there, and then I transferred at Baylor.
So your freshman year at Baylor, how old were you? Well,
I was a sophomore at Baylor, and I was, 23, I believe?
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're 26?
I'm 26 right now, but the funny thing, I wasn't even the oldest on the team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you have to explain all that at combine interviews? Or?
Yes, multiple times. But, you know, it's my story, so I won't get tired of it.
So you only played 1 year in high school football?
Yeah, I only played 1 year, and then a CJET for 2 years.
Yes. What was the football in Canada, in Toronto?
Not as big. When I first came to Texas, it was like culture shock football. Not like Toronto at all. Toronto, you know, mostly hockey, basketball if you want to, but football wasn't the biggest thing, but it's something I like doing.
Did you ever play hockey?
I played a street hockey, a little ice hockey, but you know, the bigger I got, the slower I got on the ice. So.
Did you play a hockey
game? Yeah, a real good hockey player. Yeah. When I was younger, when I came to Texas, you know, they don't show much hockey, so.
Real last football. Year, snapping to RG3, this year's. You know, snapping Peyton Manning, you know, or at least in practice, depending on how things go. Pretty special for you. Been around some pretty special guys so far.
Yeah, I'm trying to say humble through. You know, a lot of my friends or ex teammates, I was telling them, "Oh, you're going to RG3, possibly Peyton Manning." But you know, I don't really think about it too much. You know, just trying to do my job here.
So there's only five linemen here. Has that been sort of a benefit with Coach Magazoo kind of getting one-on-one instruction?
Oh, yeah. You know, he's always on to us. He always expects greatness from us. So only five of us here, so you can kind of teach us individually if we need to.
For the NFL, became a realistic goal for you, what did you want to do with your life?
You know, I want to do a golden coaching. You know, football is like passion. You know, I've been through a lot of coaches. You know, all of them helped me out. You know, and I want, if I can give back, you know, that would be real special to someone else. The road I took, it was kind of a long one. So if I can teach a younger, you know, guy from Canada, you know, per se, and tell him the right road to take, you know, help him out like that would be real good.
Since you came to football relatively late, how quickly did it become a passion for you after you first picked up the game?
It was, you know, my mom went to Buffalo 1 year, probably when I was about 14, 15 years old. She bought me those Madden video games. I played all day long. And then one of my friends in high school said, "You want to come play football?" And that's when it all started.
You seem to be kind of mild-mannered up there, but I've heard you got a real mean streak on the field. Do you change when you put the helmet on? Or?
I guess you can say it changed. You know, it's business when you get on the field, so everyone's watching, and you got to do what you got to do.
So can you tell us about your senior bowl? Experience. I heard there was quite a bit of physicality.
A few people on there, and drills and stuff.
No, it was practice as normal. They had me at guard and center, most different position, but overall it was a good experience.
What
have
you learned from JD?
Well, when JD left Baylor and he came back one day, he was, you know, telling me porn is, you know, playing the center position. Because my first year at Baylor, I played tackle. So when I moved to center, you know, gave me a few pointers here and there, so it was good.
Do you think if, you know, your age is, you feel fortunate that because of your age, you were drafted fourth round, number one, but number two, you were 22, you might have been a first or second rounder?
I don't really worry about that. You only need one team to like you, and Denver Broncos like me, and that's all I'm worried about.